At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
But let's talk about a topic in Pennsylvania that has absolutely national implications. It is an act known as the Save Women's Sports Act. Here to talk about it with us on the show, Alexis Sneller is policy analyst for the PA Family Council. Alexis, thanks for joining us here on Talk Radio 1210. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk about this. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell us about the bill, first of all.
The Save Women's Sports Act is an incredibly important bill that would ensure a fair and equal playing sport for women, and it would ensure that women and girls in Pennsylvania are never again forced to compete against men and lose out on opportunities. The bill passed in 2022 and very unfortunately was vetoed by Governor Wolf, but we have just continued to gain momentum, and I'm sure we're going to talk today about some of that momentum, but I think it shows that the movement is stronger than ever and we're not going to stop.
All right. Now, it was vetoed by Wolf. A lot's changed since then in terms of people talking about this and openly advocating. And we've seen the results of having guys play against women. I mean, that was the whole Penn incident, obviously, right in our backyard, and Paula Scanlon and Riley Gaines. And we watched all that happen. There's been people speaking out on it. The president got elected and he said, we're not going to let men compete against women in sports. So now it passed the Senate in Pennsylvania. Where does it sit with the other house?
Yes. So it's been sent to the Education Committee in the PA House. And so we really need to rally and ask the House Education Committee. Representative Schweier is the chairman of that committee, and he's the one who decides if it runs. So everyone needs to call their representatives and tell them how important it is that we pass it. Because as you said, even though Trump's elected and even though he had that wonderful executive order, the PIAA still allows loopholes. And there are several schools and school districts in Pennsylvania that are not adhering to that executive order. Just this past week, there was a boy who took the first place in 200 meter race in track. And I think that just shows that girls are continuing to lose out on opportunities. I saw a video of him running, and it's so apparent that he's so much bigger and so much stronger than these girls. And so we really need to continue advocating.
And I got to ask the billion-dollar question, Alexis Sneller. Where is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro on the issue?
You know, we are not, he's been very careful about making a really explicit statement about it. But we think that if it came to his desk, not very confident that he would vote for it. But we see that this kind of movement. This bill has support across the board, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. And so it's something that we need to at least take to his desk and push him to sign it and push him to do the right thing.
Well, I agree with you. I just have a feeling he's going to try to kill it in the House so it never reaches his desk, because if he wanted it to pass, I think the governor would be out there saying, let's get behind this bill and putting pressure on lawmakers. But he's not saying anything. And I don't think he wants to have it on his desk. I don't think he wants to sign it. I don't think he wants to have to veto it. I think he wants to just pretend like it never happened. So I think he's hoping it dies in the House.
I think you're 100% right. And what's really sad is that while the governor's playing politics, women and girls in Pennsylvania continue to lose out on opportunities. I was at a press conference yesterday where there was a cross-country and track and field captain who had a boy come onto her team. She talked about how devastating it was for her team, and she continues to advocate years later because of what an impact it had. And so, again, while the governor is just playing politics, girls are being hurt, and it's time to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I think people should make their voices heard to Governor Josh Shapiro. I think that this movement out there, not only the great work of the PA Family Council, but you've got the Independent Women's Forum, you've got Riley Gaines, you've got Paula Scanlon. I say turn the heat up on the governor. I mean, here's a guy that wants to run for president in 2028. He's got national ambitions. If he wants something to pass, then he should tell the legislature he wants it to pass. So I say, turn up the heat on Shapiro. Let's go. Let's get the governor to commit. Yes or no? Would you sign the bill? And why don't you help shepherd its passage? Because if not, that means that Governor Josh Shapiro is not standing up for women. He's okay with biological men competing against them in women's sports. He does not want to protect them. And people have a right to know that about the governor.
100%. And I think people don't realize how powerful their voices are. A phone call goes miles with legislators, with governors, with your elected officials. And so you might just be thinking, what can I do? I'm one person. Your voice is powerful. So tell your friends, tell your family, take a stand, because sooner or later, this is going to touch all of us, all of our daughters, all of our sisters, all of our friends. And it's time to put an end to it.
This, tell me about the chair of this education committee, this Schweier person. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Representative Schweier is the chairman, and he has made it clear that he does not intend to run the bill. It's up to him if the bill runs or not through the committee, and it has to go through the committee before the House itself can vote on it. So it's important that people let him know how important it is that this bill runs, and that if he doesn't
you're saying he's not going to let it run, meaning that he's not going to hear it in his committee? He's going to let it die?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is terrible. And he's made it clear that that's his intention. And we can't just say, okay, he doesn't want to run it, so we just give up. We need to keep fighting. He needs to understand if he is going to be stubborn and not run it, he needs to understand the stories of the girls who he is going to hurt and the result of not passing this legislation.
Well, everybody should call this representative Schweier and let them know that the bill deserves a hearing. And the governor should call this guy as the chair of the education committee and say the bill deserves a hearing. Everybody should flood this guy's office with emails and phone calls, say, and social media posts. Give this bill a hearing. Let's go. Let's do this. I mean, this is ridiculous, Alexis.
Yes. At least give it a fair chance. Give it a hearing. That's the way that our process is supposed to work here in America. If you go to PAFamily.org, we have really easy ways for you to contact legislators. We have messages that you can send to them. So really, within a click of a button, 30 seconds, you can make your voice known. And we really need everyone to take a stand.
Alexis, thanks for joining us here today. It's a very important issue. Keep me posted, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Jack Cittirelli will be on the show at 5 o'clock to talk about his endorsement by President Donald Trump in the Republican primary for governor. Really curious how it went down. I'm sure you are as well. So we'll do that. We're going to be in Cape May on June 20th. I just want to bring that to your attention because we're going to work with our friend Paula Scanlon and Early Vote Action to be there. Paula wears a lot of hats, obviously. She's the Independent Women's Forum. She was an ambassador to that. She's out there advocating on this issue because she was a swimmer at Penn. She's also a personal friend, a family friend, I should say, because I know her aunt and uncle quite well. They're great people. And Paul is also working for Scott Pressler. Scott Pressler, and I know that they're going to be at Dom's event at Mulligan's Shore Bar, which, by the way, I know Dan Borowski's listening, Dan, Big Dan. So what I need, and Jonathan probably is listening too, Jonathan and Pam, who own Mulligan's. When I was in New York yesterday at Fox News, Matt DeSantis, I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I was at Fox News yesterday. Did I mention that?
Oh, I had no idea. That's interesting. Yeah. What were you doing there?
Yeah, well, I was about to do America's Newsroom, and I got bumped. But guess where I was today?
I have no idea. Where are we at today?
Funny you ask. I was at Fox News doing America's Newsroom, and I didn't get bumped today. So I actually was on television today.
You know, you should have told somebody about that. Posted on social media or something.
I should have. I'm going to get better about this. I'm trying really, really hard. And I also recorded Dana's podcast, Preno on Politics, which everybody should download and like. But anyway, Matt, I was talking to my friends on Fox News Saturday Night, which is Jimmy Fallon's show. And Annie said to me, they do a thing at the end of the show called Last Call, and they highlight a bar. And I said, well, let's get Mulligan's Shore Bar up there. But I also want to let this be known to anybody listening who has a bar. Email them, and they'll feature your bar at the end of his show on Fox News Saturday Night. But I immediately thought of Mulligan's, and then we got to get Hemingway's there from the Grand Hotel to be featured as well. So Jonathan and Pam, if you're listening, Big Dan, if you're listening, make sure that happens and send that in to them. And then they'll feature it in the Last Call segment of the show, which I think will be great. All right? Good. I'm just trying to help.
You were on Fox News Saturday Night? I didn't know you made appearances on that show.
No, not this past Saturday. No, I'm coming up on Fox News Saturday Night, June 7th, Matt.
I didn't realize you had been on the show in the past. You play it so close to the vest. You're very modest.
I'm on the show quite a bit, actually. I'm going to be on Laura Ingraham's show tomorrow night. So, you know,
again?
I'm all over this. What can I tell you?
You're on Ingraham's show like once a week at this point.
Well, we're making things happen. We're cooking with gasoline, all right? That's what I'm saying to you right now. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me on the issue of the plane, let me play for you. I want to take your calls on this. Should the president accept it or not? I think it just don't. Just say no. It's not worth it. Some things in life just aren't worth it. Too much headache. It's just not worth it. Too many questions around the emoluments clause. And, you know, I think you're just asking for political trouble. So let me play a clip, though, of the president talking about Air Force One and how Boeing is late on it, which is unacceptable. I mean, it really is. It's ridiculous. But this is what the president says. Cut 22, Justin. Take a listen.
Well, I think what happens with the plane is that, you know, we're very disappointed that it's taking Boeing so long to build a new Air Force One. You know, we have an Air Force One that's 40 years old. And if you take a look at that compared to the new plane of the equivalent, you know, stature at the time, it's not even the same ballgame. You look at some of the Arab countries and the planes they have parked alongside of the United States of America plane. It's like from a different planet. And it's close to 40 years old, might be more than 40 years old now.
Senator Rand Paul was on with Jesse Waters last night, breaking down the emoluments clause of the Constitution. Again, you know, Democrats never heard about this 5 minutes ago. But if they get the majority in the House, they will absolutely 100% impeach the president on it. So it's a political headache you just don't need. And there are questions around it, no doubt about that. Plus, also, this is not a country that I particularly trust. But this is cut 20. Where is it? 21.
It's a little bit different than a gimme putt. And the Constitution in Article 2 talks about the president can't take emoluments or gifts from foreign leaders. And so there is a provision in the Constitution that says you can't do this. And so the question is, can you do it if it's only for official purposes? If it came to someone in Congress, they can vote and the Ethics Committee can look at it. With his, there will have to be some kind of adjudication. This has never been done, and it's not like a ride on the plane. We're talking about the entire $400 million plane. I think it's not worth the appearance of impropriety, whether it's improper or not. I don't think it's worth it. The other problem with Qatar is, see, I've spent time trying not to sell weapons to Qatar because they have human rights violations of their people. Many of their people are prevented from participating in the government, and some of the minority religious folks in Qatar are treated poorly. And so I really haven't been a big fan, and I wonder if our ability to judge their human rights record would be clouded by the fact of this large gift. So I wouldn't take it. That's just me.
So,
I don't think it's a good idea.
If Qatar does give it to them, And he says, hey, Rand, you want to hop on the jet down to Palm Beach? You'll say no?
Yeah. I've always wanted to ride on the Emirates jet, you know, where you have a shower and a bathtub and all that stuff.
Me too.
And a bar and a dance floor. But I've never been able to fork over the 20 grand.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Let me go to, let's see. Doug is in, I'm sorry, King of Prussia. Doug, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? I'm going to say, I say he keeps the plane, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a gift to the government. We give out so much money to other countries, it's about time somebody gives something back to us. It's not a gift to Trump, it's a gift to the government. If we're going to go down that road, should
well,
we give back the Statue of Liberty?
I'm sorry?
Well, should we give back the Statue of Liberty? Like, I mean, I don't get it.
The Statue of Liberty was hang on a second. Let's get a couple things. Hey, hang on. Let's get a couple things clear. The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the United States of America. If the plane is a gift to the United States of America, that means other people besides the president can use it. That's not what we're talking about here.
I still think he takes it. And then, okay, then put it in the museum or whatever. It's a free plane.
And then it's a gift. Then he's taking a gift from a foreign head of state.
All right. Then who'd they give the Statue of Liberty to?
To the United States of America.
Okay. And
it was
now
a gift from France to the United States of America. It wasn't a gift to the president. The president didn't keep the Statue of Liberty in his backyard. No president had the Statue of Liberty in his backyard. You understand the difference, right?
Yes, I do understand the difference, but he's not keeping the plane in his backyard either.
It's not the same. It's not the same thing. A plane is not a statue.
I agree with everything you say until it comes to this and one other thing, and I'll tell you that is in a second.
What?
But I agree with you on this one thing. I agree with you on everything but this one thing, that he should not take this gift plane and I don't know, donate it to the military. Let the military use it. We give out so much tax money.
Well, that's fine.
To
you could probably get away with that. I mean, you probably could get away with it. But then you have to do it by law. Go ahead.
Yes, it's all the way they word it. So have Trump say he's going to lease it from them. I don't know. But I still think they take the plane. Somebody's giving us something. Don't turn a gift horse in the mouth. And the other thing, I spoke to you about a year ago when I was driving down the shore, and I asked you, I got on there one other time, and I asked you, because you always mention it, at least try pineapple on pizza.
No!
And I think it's delicious. I'm telling you to try it. And you didn't try it yet.
I'm not good. I would have done it if you didn't bring up the stupid Statue of Liberty comparison. Now I'm definitely not doing it.
Well, yeah, you know, you're lost. You know what I mean? And then I tell you, if he doesn't take the plane, it's our loss. I'm not worried about the Democrats taking this, trying to impeach him, because they've done it a million times. And every time they try to impeach him, we gain more voters for our side. So let's look at it that way. I don't want to be afraid of what the Democrats are going to do when we can get a $400 million plane given to the United States. That's
all right,
my point
Doug.
Of view on it.
All right, buddy, you made your case, and we'll part as friends, even though you're wrong on both of these issues.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Let's go to see if I can. My thing is stuck here. Wynn is in Sicklerville. Wynn, what's going on?
How are you today? Yeah, I believe under the Amendments Clause, if it's anything over $20, they should have that plane appraised at $19.99. Okay?
That's a good idea. They can have Letitia James do it. The Attorney General of New York, she could appraise it for $19.99, then there's no issue. Smart man.
That was my point. Okay, and then number two is they can use it to take the illegal immigrants back to their home countries.
You can do that.
And that'll make the people even madder, okay?
Yeah, so, you can do that. Definitely.
$19.99.
It's a nice plane, though, to be used for illegal immigrants. I'm just saying. It's got like seven bathrooms on it and showers. And it's a nice plane. Too nice, I'm saying, to put illegal immigrants on. You know what I mean?
Well, they deserve a good ride going on. Come on. Come on. Give them a break, okay?
Thank you, Wynn.
You know, they had a
Appreciate
hard time getting
call.
Here, okay? All right, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a great day. Just on a separate note regarding New Jersey, Alina Haba is doing an investigation into the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, who they're back there today. All right. As we speak right now, they're all back. They're going to protest again in Newark. So Greg is in the Northeast. Greg, what's going on, man?
Hello, Rich. Hey, guys. I'm with you, Rich. I'm on you on both of them. First of all, if you want a fruit salad, get a fruit salad. Don't start putting it on pizza. That's where we start, number one. You can have a fruit salad. Nobody's going to judge it. It's actually tasty. Keep it off the pizza. End of the story. Secondarily, I'm with you. I think it's more of a headache than it's going to be worth to have the plane. I don't mind what the last guy said. I didn't know what kind of plane it was. Sounds magnificent. Just don't take it. You don't need the aggravation. You can, if you do take it, give it to somebody else or do something with it. If it's gifted to the country, give it to some other country that's not going to try to impeach them or make a big deal of it or have the media against them 24 hours a day as opposed to 23 hours and 57 minutes, right? So that's, well, you don't need it. And the irony of the whole thing of, he's making money off of something. He's going to do business with it. We just did 4 years of the president in Ukraine getting, you know, millions of dollars in kickback. His son selling artwork that children can do. He made money in China. It's unbelievable now that now they're going to bring that up, and they still have yet to say anything about all his indecisions, President Biden's. You know what I mean, Rich? It's crazy talk.
Greg, it's a great point. Let me. I'm gonna let you go only because there's a ton of static in the background for some reason. I don't know why. But brother, thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. It's a stupid argument to say that because the members of the Trump family do business in Saudi Arabia, the president should not go there and try to have Middle East peace and work with Saudi Arabia and get investments in the country. I mean, that's a ridiculous argument. Trump's a businessman. He's got international business dealings, and his family, they run the Trump Organization. They do business in a lot of places around the world. Should the United States not have any relations while the guy's in office? Nobody's alleging that he's doing anything improper. Nobody's alleged that he's doing any sort of favors to these countries. So I don't understand. It's not even close to what happened with Joe Biden. With that situation, you had a president who literally bragged about firing the prosecutor who was investigating his son's firm, Burisma, and threatening to withhold $1 billion in aid to that country. And then ultimately they impeached Trump for calling Ukraine to find out details about that because they were so afraid of all that coming out. And, you know, and I've told you this before, the only reason why they were able to get Biden out of the race was because of what they had in that Hunter Biden laptop, which showed all of his corruption, and 10% for the big guy and that money going back into his pocket. So it's not even the same ball game. It's not even the same ballpark, let alone the same game. So, you know, it's a stupid, stupid argument by people. The president should be in Saudi Arabia and he should be welcoming peace with Israel. The only thing is, I don't think we're ever going to get to the truth about Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11. I really don't. I think the Saudis had a big role to play. I think that all that is buried. And that's a shame. It really is. It's a shame because there are 9/11 families out there who've been asking for the truth on this matter for a very, very long time. And I don't think that truth is ever going to come out because Saudi Arabia is way too important of a partner to the United States and the stability of the world. And it's just not going to be there. But I think you'd have to be a dope to look at the evidence and think they didn't have anything to do with it or that they didn't plan it or that they weren't funding it or financing it. But I don't think we'll ever get the truth on that. I think there's a lot of things we'll never get the truth on, sadly. Wish we did. But I always tell you, I live in the world that I live in, not the one I want to live in. I live in a place called reality. So it's nice there. Some days it's nice. Like today when I was at Fox News. Did I mention that? I think I did. Tom is in the Jersey Shore. Tom, where in the Jersey Shore are you?
I live in Egg Harbor Township now. Close enough, but it stopped boiling ever since, Al Gore disappeared from the scene, hopefully.
That's true. Good
point. Not boiling anymore. Yeah. All right, so listen, as far as this jet and a monuments clause is concerned, it's a moot point if you think about it, because that jet would have to be hardened for EMP. It would have to have the latest in communications equipment as far as secure transmission goes and all the other features that are classified. By the time they took that jet and upgraded it, Trump will be out of office. So it could never be Air Force One. You know, so I got a better idea. Trump could really, really troll the Democrats if he accepts that jet and gives it to Count Grandstangela for his presidential campaign. I bet you he'd take it.
I like it. You take the plane, you give it to the Democrats and say, here, fly around. Yeah. Go enjoy yourself, right?
And I bet you they take it. And then they couldn't say anything. They couldn't impeach Trump for the Monuments Clause.
Yeah, then but, the Monuments Clause goes right out the window. I actually wonder if there's a way that the president could take it and say it goes to the next guy. So it didn't go to me. I won't ever use it, but it will go to the next president of the United States of America. I wonder if he
could
do that.
It could be a point, but it could be. But if you think about it, Trump could have taken delivery of any 757 coming off the line. But what makes Air Force One special is all the upgrades, just like the Beast.
Right.
You know.
I saw the movie with Harrison Ford. I know exactly what you're talking about. So
I'm still wondering if they have the fax machine on there from the Air Force.
All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
the
phone call.
And I'll see you the 20th.
I look forward to it.
Very much so. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, Cape May on June 20th. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, Ted and Swarthmore, did I lose Ted? Ted, I'm so sorry. I think I accidentally hung up on you and I went to grab you. Call back, Ted. Let me tell you about, while Ted calls back, let me tell you about Dr. Mike Venaria. Wait, what am I doing? I lost my show sheet. Who am I doing here? Somebody, speak to me. Thank you. Garden State Earthworks. Thank you. My buddy Lou Vargo, he's going to help you when it comes to your home and all of the water in your backyard. That's what you need to do. You need to reach out to Garden State Earthworks today. All right. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444. That's the number you should call. Now, I've used Lou on two different occasions. All right. First house had a wet basement. I met him for the first time. He said, drain the water away, never have another drop of water in that basement ever again. And they drained the water away, and they never had a drop of water in that basement ever again. It was great. I was really happy. This time around, our new house, backyard was a swamp. Literally water up to Reagan's knees. That breeds mosquitoes. It causes all kinds of problems. Lou drained the water away, never had a problem again. If you're dealing with any water problems, water against your foundation, getting into your basement, disrupting your pool liner, hardscaping, whatever it is, don't reach out to a landscaper. Get the experts at Garden State Earthworks. That's what they do, and they're the best at what they do, and they're very busy right now. So make sure you tell them I sent you, and they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. That's the number. Very easy to remember. So do it today, all right? Because the problems don't go away. That's the issue with water. Water problems never go away. They only get worse. 856-848-4444. All right, let me grab Ted and Swarthmore before I take a quick break. Ted, you get the last word on this. Go ahead.
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call again. Hey, I think that Donald Trump needs to have a nice letter for Qatar and say thank you very much that you would want to give it to me. But Joe Biden is really struggling. He has no access to anything anymore. Give it to Joe Biden as a gift for Joe, such a fine job that he did the last 4 years, and see if the Democrats take it or not.
I mean, why not? You know, what the heck? Why? At that point, they'll probably jump up and down and say yes.
Either that or Jill will.
Oh, Ted, I'm glad you called back, my man.
All right, Rich, I'll try to see you on the 20th.
I hope you'll be there. That'll be fun. 855-839-1210. All right, we got a lot to get to, including what the president said in Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia's investment in the United States of America, what that means for all of us. So we're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And it affects our area very, very much. And I think it's something nobody was expecting today on a Tuesday. But Major League Baseball has just lifted the ban on Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson in a shocking reversal that opens the pathway for them to be in the Hall of Fame. So this just came out. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. This just broke a little while ago. We were talking about Air Force One, which has a lot of cool technology, by the way. But your post reporting, Pete Rose is finally out of the Major League Baseball doghouse, and he has some company. Rose, who was placed on the league's permanently ineligible list in August of 1989 over gambling on baseball, was reinstated by Commissioner Rob Manfred today and joined by Shoeless Joe Jackson. Quote, the commissioner wrote this in a letter to attorney Jeffrey Lenkov, who petitioned for Pete Rose's removal from the list back in January. This is what the commissioner said. He said the following. Obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Therefore, I have concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list. Now, if you remember, of course, from the movie Field of Dreams, you learned all about Shoeless Joe Jackson. Jackson and several of his Chicago White, or if you remember Godfather, they talked about this too. So you learned about that as well. When they rigged the World Series. Jackson and several of the Chicago White Sox teammates were banned in 1921 over their fixing of the 1919 World Series. Jackson died in 1951 at the age of 64. The move makes Rose and Jackson eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame as early as 2028. Rose died in September at the age of 83, having never seen his name on a Hall of Fame ballot. Okay. Now, first of all, I mean, there are two different cases, Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose, because Shoeless Joe, they rigged the World Series. And that motivated Hyman Roth and, you know, Godfather 2. And, you know, that was a big motivator for him. Yeah. But Pete Rose never was accused of doing anything like that in terms of I mean, he never did try to lose or purposely lose or did nothing like that. So they're really not the same. But I guess the commissioner wants to be consistent, saying that if you are dead, we're going to lift the lifetime ban, and then, you know, it makes you eligible for the Hall of Fame. Doesn't necessarily guarantee you get in, though. Now, I don't know enough about Shoeless Joe Jackson to speak intelligently on the topic, and I will certainly do my research before I do. I just don't think they're the same. It's the same case, because they fixed the 1919 World Series, and that's different than what Pete Rose did, which is bet on baseball. And now everybody bets on baseball. I mean, you can't go to a baseball game without seeing advertisements for every freaking gambling, online gambling site in the world, and it everywhere, all over the place, and commercials for this gambling, that gambling, you know what I mean? So give me a break with that whole thing. But hey, look, it's the commissioner's decision and his alone, and he made the decision. So now they're both eligible for the Hall of Fame. I just don't like the fact that Pete Rose is associated with Shoeless Joe, because I think it'll confuse people into thinking that Pete Rose may have rigged the world, like the 1980 World Series or something like that, or he never did anything like that. No, never did. I don't like the fact that they're lumped in together. I wish he had done it separately. I wish he had said, Pete Rose is back in, and like tomorrow said Shoeless Joe Jackson's back in. Because I just don't want people to equate the two of them. It's just different. Betting on baseball is not the same as rigging the World Series. It's just not. I think everybody with a brain knows that. So I'm disappointed that they're putting the two of them together. Justin, I know you're a sports guy. I know you're a big Pete Rose fan like I am. Do you agree with my point on this, that you're lumping these two together like that? It's not cool?
Yeah, no, it's 100% not cool. I mean, Shoeless Joe, there was clear evidence that they rigged the World Series, and we know that they did, but there was never any evidence that Pete bet against the Reds when he was managing them, and he always hardline maintained that when he did bet on the Reds, it was always to win. It's completely two different sides of the coin. I don't see why Pete has to be compared to somebody or some people who actively rigged the world, like the major championship of the sport. It's just not, fair, and it's not right.
In my opinion, Pete Rose absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think Shoeless Joe Jackson should be for what he did by rigging the World Series. In my opinion, that makes you ineligible for the Hall of Fame, because that's different than just gambling on it. That's different than just betting on your team.
Well, I don't. Yeah, 100%.
Right. Yeah. It's not even this. I don't even think you could even equate the two. So.
No, Pete should have been put in the Hall of Fame when he was alive. It's a shame that he never got to see his name on a Hall of Fame ballot, and he won't see his plaque be put up in Cooperstown. But you know what? At this point, it's something. It's restitution at this point, and I'm happy that he'll have his name in immortality in Cooperstown.
You know, my friend Frank Troy, who's, by the way, running for commissioner in Haddonfield, and today's the election. So please vote for him. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. He's a Navy veteran. I'm very close with him and his wife, Debbie. They gave me a Pete Rose jersey for my birthday. So I have it. You know, I've shown that before. And so I wear it with pride. I think he's great. I don't have a problem with what he did. I'm okay with him being in the Hall of Fame. I think it's ridiculous to keep him out. But it's also a good reminder to vote for Frank Troy. If you live in Haddonfield, please support him today and get out there and vote. Because it is Election Day. It's crazy to think it's Election Day on May, what is it, 13th? I don't know why we have an election on May 13th. It seems unnecessary to me. Matt DeSantis, what did you learn about Shoeless Joe Jackson?
Well, so the argument for Shoeless Joe Jackson, for the ban on him to be lifted, is that he claims he was illiterate and didn't understand what he was signing. And then there are a lot of baseball historians that claim that his stats in the World Series actually suggest he was playing to win. Plus, he was ultimately acquitted by a court.
Okay, on that sense, I changed my mind. then he should.
I was just offering a counter argument.
Yeah, no,
you
no.
Have to change your mind.
Now, I say, and I'm fair. I did say I don't know enough about Shoeless Joe Jackson, and I just was going from the gut on that. Just, you know what I mean? So now that I've learned more about Shoeless Joe Jackson, now I'm fine with it. Because if he was acquitted in court, then he's acquitted. Then he didn't do it. That's it. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. Like I said, I'm not up on my Shoeless Joe Jackson history. You know what I mean? I got a lot of other things to think about. It's shocking. I know. With all my sports knowledge, that I don't know more about that.
Usually if I have a Shoeless Joe Jackson question, I turn to you. So this is concerning.
I did win a Shoeless Joe Jackson trivia contest once in college, which was a lot of fun. And I got a Pete Rose jersey out of it. No kidding. But no, I mean, if he was acquitted in court, he was acquitted in court. So that's it. He's an innocent man. That's the system. That's how it works. So then absolutely he should be eligible for the Hall of Fame. I think the commissioner made a good move. I take back everything I said. I take it all back. To the family of Shoeless Joe Jackson, if you're listening out there today, I take it all, and I'm man enough to say, I take it all back. That I am doing a complete reversal on my anti-Shoeless Joe Jackson stance that I had 5 seconds ago. So, there you go. Not many hosts would do that. You know, some would just double down because they said it. I'm not like that. I'm very secure in myself. And the show and the audience, and when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And in this one, complete reversal. From what I said, not even, 3 minutes ago. Complete, absolute opposite. He should be in the Hall of Fame 100%. So, there you go. Justin, is that enough evidence to make you change your mind?
I mean, it definitely makes me reconsider my position. I mean, still, I know he claims he was illiterate, but getting cleared by a court does help his case a lot better than it was 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
So it's still a little suspect. So I'll be the one that still remains in the I don't know if he should be in the Hall of Fame camp. I'll be the contrarian here, which is normally Matt's job, but I'll fill in that role here.
Oh, wait a second, Matt. What did you just text me?
Well, I just want to be clear. He did accept $5,000. But his argument is that he didn't know what he was signing because he was illiterate.
Oh, give me a freaking break. He didn't know what he was signing. That's it. I changed my
mind. We're back. We're so back.
Keep him out of the Hall of Fame. Give me a break. Illiterate my, you know what. That's it. He's out. Out of the Hall of Fame, Shoeless Joe. It lasted a good minute. Now I'm completely reversing what I just said about my reversal. I go back now to my original position. OJ was acquitted, too. We all know he did it. So there you go. Illiterate my ass. You're out. All right? So I'm now reversing my reversal, and I'm going back to my original position. Shoeless Joe Jackson, no good. No, out. All right? Very consistent. Illiterate. Please, stop it. I didn't know what I was signing. I thought this guy was just giving me $5,000. Come on.
And for those wondering what the modern-day equivalency of $5,000 is, it's about $91,000 is what he received.
Yeah, see, I'm not even... The fact he only took $5,000 is another problem I have here. You know what I mean? So that's another issue. It's an issue for a whole other story, you know what I mean? But so.
You think he was guilty of not being a good negotiator?
Yeah, obviously. $5,000? I mean, even back in 1919 standards, that's nothing. $5,000. I could have told you that. Come on. It's the World Series. So, but, all right, well, now he's out. So I just changed my mind again. Subject to changing my mind again if new evidence comes to light. But at the moment, we're very consistent on this point. Good. All right. That we do things on this show. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in on anything we are saying today, and obviously we're all pro Pete Rose getting back in, that's for sure. Now, I'm very excited about our new sponsor, and I'm really excited to tell you about them, Tri-County Auto, because they are great friends of mine. Brian Krieger, his wife, Cheryl, they're wonderful people. And I'm really excited that they're now sponsors of the show because they, for years, have been helping the Travis Manion Foundation. They've been helping our veterans. They have been helping the community. I went to dinner with Brian and his wife, and we had a great time. We got to know each other, and I'm all about buying American cars. You know, I drive a Jeep Wrangler now, and I love it. And with the president talking about buying American cars that are made in America, even they have a lot of Toyotas now that are made in America, and more car dealerships are going to be doing that because it makes a lot of sense, then Tri-County Auto is exactly where you want to be. They're right by Limerick, PA. They have a great selection of pre-owned vehicles starting under $20,000. And pre-owned vehicles, especially right now, that's a no-brainer. But they go through, they have this incredible program called Tri-County for Life. Engine and powertrain guaranteed for a lifetime. Parts and service guaranteed for a lifetime. Rental cars on site, free shuttle service. And they have a Tri-County Advantage program. So 10% off all customer paid service and parts invoices will be saved and applied towards the purchase of your next vehicle. 5% goes towards your 30,000 mile interval service. 5% goes towards tires, batteries, and brakes. In other words, Tri-County Auto puts money back into your pocket. They give you money back. I think it's fantastic. And a great selection. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in stock. Vehicles made in the USA. That American pride. The Jeep Wrangler. I love it. So you take the top off, the freedom you feel, baby. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Stylish, compact, practical, efficient, the Jeep Compass. Powerful, durable, bold, and rugged, Ram trucks, right? They have something for you that you'll love at Tri-County Auto. And Brian and his team will take great care of you. You go in there, you tell them I sent you. They're going to take great care of you. Whether you need to bring your car in for service, whether you're buying a new car, whether you're buying a certified pre-owned car, that the selection starts under 20 grand. And what I like about Tri-County Auto is that when we needed them for the Travis Manning Radio Foundation, several years in a row, stepped right up. What can we do to help? How can we help? And I love that. It means a lot to me, too. It really does. And the fact that they've, at this date, right now, decided we want to be your sponsor, Rich. We want to be part of the show. Means so much to me. It really does. Because obviously, we would not be here without our incredible sponsors. This is not NPR. We don't get government funding. We need our sponsors to step up. And believe me, Tri-County Auto is stepping up. So I say, go see them. Go see them today. Go see them this weekend. And meet them and talk to them. And you'll love the selection. You'll love the service. And you'll love some of these incredible deals. And you'll love the way Tri-County Auto is going to give you money back in your pocket. So they're very close to our area, like I said, nearby Limerick. Tri-County Auto. If you get a chance, thank Brian Krieger for being our new sponsor. His dog's name is Maverick, by the way. Tri-County Auto.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I want to play for you some audio. The president of the United States talking about while he was in Saudi Arabia. Let's start with cut number nine. It's a shortcut, but the president talking about peace and partnerships and what we can foster here. Cut nine.
My preference will always be for peace and partnership whenever those outcomes can be achieved. Always. It's always going to be that way. Only a fool would think otherwise.
He talked about the responsible nations of the region. You can seize this moment. Put aside your differences. Cut eight.
If the responsible nations of this region seize this moment, put aside your differences and focus on the interests that unite you, then all of humanity will soon be amazed at what they will see right here in this geographic center of the world. It really is. It's like a center of the world. And the spiritual heart of its greatest faiths.
One of the things he did today was end sanctions on Syria. The president talked about that today. Cut seven.
Likewise, in Syria, which has seen so much misery and death, there is a new government that will hopefully succeed in stabilizing the country and keeping peace. That's what we want to see in Syria. They've had their share of travesty, war, killing, many years. That's why my administration has already taken the first steps toward restoring normal relations between the United States and Syria for the first time in more than a decade. And I'm very pleased to announce that Secretary Marco Rubio will be meeting with the new Syrian foreign minister in Turkey later this week. And very importantly, after discussing the situation in Syria with the Crown Prince, your Crown Prince, and also with President Erdogan of Turkey, who called me the other day and asked for a very similar thing, among others and friends of mine, people that I have a lot of respect for in the Middle East, I will be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria in order to give them a chance at greatness.
I'll tell you what he said about Iran. When we come back, we're going to talk to the man that President Trump just endorsed in the Republican primary for governor of New Jersey. Big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Remember, it's picture season. So if you've not seen a dentist yet, what are you waiting for? Get your free implant consultation with Dr. Mike today, VeneriaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.